we're beginning to see the positive effects of our efforts. And so we just want to make this all pedestrian friendly, and we're easily accessed off of the thruway, off of the river, off of the train station. We're just a natural. We're at the cusp of real change. So it's an exciting time for us.
Is there anything that your administration is working on right now and that you'd like to see in the future to combat blight in the neighborhoods?
Well, actually, my administration started the land bank initiative in the city of Amsterdam, and it's something that I had been writing about since 2009. And basically, we've created a 501c3 to manage these properties, to turn over the properties to for either demolition or redevelopment. We're also partnering with Schenectady to develop a code enforcement module that shares information between municipalities, because frequently you have situations with absentee landlords purchasing properties in your community. What happens is they can move from community to community to community, and no one knows the better. So if our various municipalities can share information and best practices as well in code enforcement, I think the whole entire state will be strengthened. And also, the legislators in Albany can be aware of the tremendous cost of blight, because each property costs an enormous amount of money, $60,000 over a five-year period. Amsterdam has maybe 200 properties that are so affected. Schenectady has 900, and Buffalo has 20,000 of these properties. So if you look at this as a statewide issue, sharing the information between municipalities and sharing the true cost with state legislators would greatly impact what we do as a state to manage blight. Then also we do a yearly cleanup of the city with volunteers. We do a litter pickup. We have beautification efforts. Also, we've done over 90 demolitions of deteriorated properties. So I've been very proactive in this way, and I just want to keep going.
What can a mayor do to help improve high school graduation rates?
Well, actually, we have worked very closely with the school district. We had started an initiative a couple of years ago called Reinvent Yourself Amsterdam, and worked very closely with the school district, the local hospital, and various not-for-profit agencies in the community to address the needs of youth. And we actually had a tragedy several years back where two young people under the age of 16 murdered a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old. And the community really came to the forefront. And we've started a recreation center in one of the closed elementary schools in the city of Amsterdam, where we have tutoring opportunities as well as mentoring by young men in our community. They started an organization called Wishful Thinking. And we also started an art center on the East End in one of the more impoverished areas. We, again, work very closely with the kids at risk down there. We started a community garden. We started 4-H down there. We have, again, the tutoring sessions and mentoring. And I think just being very responsive and proactive in those respects has been very beneficial. I know, actually, some of these kids that we've been working with for about 4 years down on the East End have my cell phone number, and they don't really realize that they're calling the mayor. They're just calling Ann. And Ann, can you help me with, I need shoelaces. Can you drop them off at the middle school? I've had that kind of call. So, it's been very, very interesting, a very interesting time. And I think that anything we can do to work with the school district, anything that we can do to work directly with children, works, and Amsterdam is very responsive to the needs of its citizenry.
the initiatives and the programs that you've talked about, everything is very focused on community engagement and reaching out to folks. So how would you like to continue that that spirit and that goal of engaging people within the city of Amsterdam?
Well, you know, I mean, some of these initiatives are just self-starters. We've had people in our downtown area start a farmers market. We have several big events that are largely run by volunteers with the assistance of our recreation department. We've had neighborhood associations sprout up in collaboration with our police department to work on crime prevention, and we have citizen police academies. We've done community murals and mosaic projects, and the community task force. I think, you know, I look to the people that engage with me in these efforts. I've become very close with many people via social media, which is such an interesting experience, because you begin to know your community in ways that we never could before. So all of this, I just want to be as available as I can to my residents in this area, and I hope that they see how hard we've been working and what we would like to do to continue with improving our situation here in the city of Amsterdam.